BetterHelp.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make man men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Edwards Ford in Walhalla wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla and online at EdwardsFordLLC.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required. Refund available for 60 days after purchase.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/radio. You'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Results are guaranteed or your money back. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/radio. That's 4hymns.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no picking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. Tesser asks, Walt, would you draft Hutchinson or Walker first if you're the Jaguars? I draft Hutchinson, and I think it's a no-brainer. I think that every organization in the NFL, with the possible exception of this one, would draft Hutchinson if they were looking for an edge. Now, somebody else asked me, and I saw it here. Here it is. A texter 238 asks, Walt, why not take Sauce with the number one pick if you're the Jags? Ask them, because I actually think that wouldn't be a bad idea at all. Look, in the history of draft priority, quarterback one and then almost even our edge defensive ends, edge slash defensive end, left tackle. In more recent years, cornerback has gotten more and more play. And when the Cleveland Browns selected Denzel Ward over Bradley Chubb, that became sort of the modern litmus test for it. And obviously they just paid Ward $100 million, which proves their view on the importance of cornerback. And then, you know, the New England Patriots have emphasized the cornerback position and prioritized it over all others. And so, you know, I think that's changed it a little bit. But look, could that... Maybe should that have been in play? Yeah, maybe. Hutchinson over Walker, because Hutchinson is nearly a perfect product. He's a guy you can put on the field on day one as a Sikkim guy, play him opposite Josh Allen, and have two legitimate guys going after opposing quarterbacks. Hutchinson's three-cone time, as great as Walker tested, and Walker's three-cone time was terrific in the 6.8s, which is amazing for a 270-pound guy. Hutchinson was 6.73, which is impossible. That's impossible. And I know people think about the Georgia game as a bad game. It wasn't. If you actually go back and watch it, Hutchinson was just asked to do different things. There were a couple times in that game where he sees swing passes or balls thrown out to the tight end. I forget how Georgia was lined up at the time, where he redirects and gets out to the sideline and makes the play. That's where the 6.73 comes in. That ability to redirect that quickly as a 6'6", 265-pound athlete is unbelievable. I think Walker's potential is unreal. Is his long-term upside even better than Hutchinson's? Maybe. Maybe. But that's not a position Jacksonville's in. If this was the Kansas City Chiefs picking or somebody of that ilk, then they might have that luxury. Jacksonville doesn't. Jacksonville just needs to take a sure thing. Really, what Jacksonville needs to do for the most part is decide whatever they want to do and then do the opposite, because it's been all their bad decisions that have landed them at the top of this draft every single year. So they really need to employ a go opposite. And like I said, there's nobody in that facility. They can say what they want. There is nobody in that facility, unless they're just playing yes men, who are going to agree with a balky decision to draft Walker one. They just aren't. Scouting systems around the league are unified, and the number one edge in this draft is Hutchinson. Now, again, we've talked about how these guys were used differently, and that's the one thing I don't have an answer to. I'd love to see it, to know. In other words, Hutchinson will tell you that he was finally sort of freed this year to do and be what he wanted. And what he wanted was, and a lot of times he's standing up in a two-point stance, moving around from left to right and coming off the edges. Okay, that's ideal for a pass rusher. When people then look at the pass rush numbers, they say, well, Hutchinson had this many sacks and Walker only had this many. Yeah, because Walker's lined up in a four-point stance. And so they were used in a completely different manner. Would I love to see what Walker looks like in a two-point stance when he's playing the Sikkim role? Yeah, I would. But we don't have that luxury. And so without that luxury, you can only sort of go by what you know here. I really love both players. I really do, for different reasons. And I would cut Walker loose if I drafted him. If that's what Jacksonville does, I'm going to be fascinated to see how they use him and to see what it looks like. But from a common sense standpoint, from a lower risk standpoint, the right play is Hutchinson. Now, Hutchinson has, 32.5-inch arms, 32.625-inch arms, whatever it is. He does not have the reach of Walker. And for people who wonder, like somebody asked me about that earlier in relation to cornerbacks, like why it matters. I mean, the last bastion of a great offensive tackle is his arm length. Because even if you beat him out of his stance, even if you beat his slide, his kick slide, even if you beat him, his arm length can still win the day just with his reach. And he can still drive you past the pocket, past the quarterback. Generally, battles are won by the player who gets hand-arm control. And that's why length, when you're going against tackles who have 35-inch arms, it helps to have 35-inch arms like Walker does. Hutchinson doesn't have that. I was asked last night, what's the difference between Hutchinson and the Bosas? The difference between Hutchinson and the Bosas, and I loved both Bosas coming out. Loved. The difference is that the Bosas both have heavy, violent hands. Hutchinson doesn't have as much of that. And so that's a pretty significant difference. That's why if the Bosas were in this draft, I would have taken either Bosa above any of these defensive ends. With this caveat, the Bosas don't play very much. You know, as great as they are, they don't play very much. They sit out a lot. They miss a lot of games. Text says, Hutchinson sounds a lot like TJ Watt. That's good. That 915, I think that's pretty good. I think there are some similarities between Hutchinson and TJ Watt. That's a nice job on your part, Texter 915. Germ says, just getting in, been out for three shows. Does Mayfield go the Falcons, Seahawks, or neither? I was thinking San Fran, great show as always, brother. Hey, Germ, good to have you back. I have no idea where Mayfield's going to wind up, absolutely none. The Panthers are going to play their position out. It won't be the Falcons, we know that. They've already brought in Mariota. They're not bringing in Mayfield. It appears clear to me that the Falcons are in full-fledged tank mode, all right? And I don't even know that they want to draft a player. You know, when people say, like, well, Jordan Davis at 8, okay. Well, if they want to draft a player that's not going to greatly change their fortunes this year, that might be a wise thing to do. I'm not really, from an Atlanta Falcons standpoint, I'm not really in favor of providing Mariota any weapons. You know, like this Garrett Wilson stuff at 8. I'm not really in favor of that from an Atlanta standpoint. If I'm an Atlanta Falcon fan, I'm not really looking to win games this year. I'm looking to lose games. And I think organizationally, that's what they've done. I think they sort of did what Miami did a few years ago. They depleted the roster. See, they can't say they can't say you're intentionally throwing games when you're not paying your coach to do so, when you're not telling anybody that, but when you just deplete the roster enough that it makes it evident you're doing it. And I think Atlanta's depleted the roster to the point where it's pretty clear what the goal is. I think they're playing for next year and beyond. And quite honestly, given where they are, that's what I would do. My man Rob in Breaking Down Film is in. Breaking Down Film, Rob, good to have you.
Hey, what's up, Walt? How you doing, my man?
Good, Rob. Good to have you, especially a draft time.
Yeah, I know. I wish we'd had opportunity to speak more. I was just kind of busy with life. But couple prospects I want to get your thoughts on. Some guys that are kind of hot takes at the top of the draft. Trayvon Walker and Derek Stingley. Where do you think, you know, Stingley, you know, the kind of opposite, guys from a sense of, Walker's more of a projection and potential, and Stingley's more of, you know, based off his freshman film, which was incredible. What's your thoughts on those two guys, and where do you think they go?
Well, I think in a way, Rob, they're both a projection at this point, because the last thing we have to go on with Stingley is 2019 and his workout. And I think without the workout, I think Stingley would have been at the end of round one, maybe even fallen into round two, because he needed to prove that he had recovered from that injury. I think he's proven that now, to the satisfaction of most teams who want to, you know, view his situation as half full. Now I think he's going top 10. I think he's in that range. Nothing would shock me. As soon as Gardner comes off the board, I think Stingley's coming off shortly thereafter. And it's going to be based on what his potential is, the 2019 film, and the fact that he proved athletically he's back to that level. So people are going to just grant him the rest. And so we'll see how that plays out. Walker's a dilemma. Walker is an extremely violent player who's fast, explosive, and athletic, but he wasn't used. You know, people want to, and I know you've been a little down on Walker, but he wasn't used in a manner, Rob, that can show off pass rushing abilities. He just wasn't. He's mostly utilized in a four-point stance where his job is to stack and shed, and he uses his 35-inch arms to an advantage and does a really good job of doing that. But he's not been put in any sort of sic-em role. You know, Hutchinson was freed up this year because they put him in a two-point stance and they moved him from side to side, and they said, go get the quarterback. Well, that's not what Walker's job has been. So that's the dilemma. I mean, and so if you invest in Walker early, you're going to grant that he can do those things if you free him up to do them. Now, if you draft him and you don't free him up to do them, then that's on you. But yeah, I mean, I don't think there's any organization in football right now that would take Walker above Hutchinson, except for possibly this one.
Yeah. So, you know, the Dolphins really have no picks in the first two nights. They're first, they kind of, you know, so I don't know what I'm going to be doing the first couple days of football, but I'll be watching. But
you're going to be watching Tyreek Hill film.
Yeah, there you go. I'll be watching Tyreek Hill highlights. Yeah. So the Dolphins pick at 102. Some guys that I'm really looking at that I've kind of had my eye on are some centers, interior O-linemen, and guys that like Dylan Parham. I don't know that he makes it to 102,
yeah.
But Luke Fortner, Cole Strange, those are some guys,
yeah.
Centers that I think are early career starters, potentially day one starters. What's your thoughts on those guys?
Yeah, all interior offensive linemen, possibly offensive center. Strange, the Tennessee Chattanooga product, played pretty well at the Senior Bowl. Fortner is pretty well respected. And Parham, the Memphis kid, also played pretty well. You know, his body type, he's a little lighter in body type. Strange is sort of a slender build himself. But I like all three of those guys, and I think you're in the right range. I think that those players are all going to go from 75 to 125, all three of those guys.
Yeah. Now, so the Shanahan system, which, of course, the Dolphins' new head coach, Mike McDaniel, comes from,
yeah.
It's very – I mean, we've got decades-long history of that system looking for a very specific, particular type running back late in the draft, one that has really good vision, one-cut running back. I mean, you can go all the way back to the Terrell Davises. I mean, you can look when Shanahan was at the Redskins and just so on and so forth, 49ers, Kyle. Who is that guy? I might need to give you some time to think about that. But who is that guy late in the draft, say round 5-6, that is highly underrated, very high vision, really great cutback, you know, one-cut runner that fits that Shanahan mold?
Yeah, you're asking for a lot there, Rob. I think that your last best bet at that in this draft might be Ford from Cincinnati.
Yeah, Jerome Ford. He's a transfer from Alabama.
Right.
He's an explosive playmaker.
Yep.
I think if they're going to get him, it's going to be at like 102, right?
He's not going. He's not last until round five, unless the whole group of running backs gets pushed back, which is conceivable. Because you know, I don't remember exactly where I have him on my running back board, but he's like RB 5 or 6, somewhere in that range.
What's the first major shocker of the draft, Walt? Any like big shocking predictions?
Yeah, Walker at one. Walker at one, Rob. You don't have to wait long for the first shocker, because some dude apparently bet like a whole building or a whole block of buildings yesterday morning or the night before on the fact that that was going to happen and changed all the odds on the number one pick. So if that guy. I don't assume anybody bets that kind of money without inside information. So if that guy's right, all I know is this: one guy has changed the whole outlook on the draft, and it's this guy who hammered Trayvon Walker as the number one pick. So either this guy's just a rich lunatic with money to burn, or he has inside info somehow. How, I don't know, but he has inside info somehow, because again, there's no organization. I like Walker. Okay. I don't think he was used the way I would use him. There's no organization in football other than perhaps this one that would draft Walker above Hutchinson. There just isn't. None. Zero. This is a, if this happens, this is a Trent Baalke initiative only.
Well, Walt, I'll be ready to watch the fireworks, all right? And I'll give you another ring tomorrow.
Okay? Sounds we'll good, Rob. Go enjoy talking to you.
Thanks,
good job. Yep, thank you. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm, my guy David Green. Look, I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not trying to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed in several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue is, David Green's here to help you. You know, you think about moving to Idaho and living off the grid. Stop. You don't need to live in fear. A million people have done what you've done. They just knew who to call. Call my guy, David Green. David has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents established over 20 years. He'll use the Fresh Start program and other programs to your best advantage. So whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether there's an audit coming up, it doesn't matter. David can help you. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past, but they can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. That's my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. Call today for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's Green with an E at the end. You will thank me later. Quick break.
Hi, folks. Kwok here to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Now, normally when I talk about PhD, I talk about my own weight loss journey, where I dropped 24 pounds in 5 weeks, and I've continued to drop weight incrementally in the maintenance phase, where I've learned ways to eat and ways to think about food that have helped me create a sustainable model for myself through the rest of my life. It's incredible what those folks do. Many of you know how incredible they are because you too have tried PhD and you love it. You know that Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team have helped you lose 9 pounds, 7 pounds, 5 pounds, 3 pounds, whatever it may be per week. You've started to take the plunge, and you know what I know, that this is a great way to live the rest of your life. But there's one more reason to love PhD. Right now, we're proud to announce that PhD Weight Loss is the official weight loss program of the Clemson Tigers and their fans. It doesn't get any better than that. I can't think of a more excellent pairing than Clemson Athletics and PhD Weight Loss. Go Tigers!
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Spring is here and summer isn't far off. Nobody wants to see that old dad bod at the beach. Come into Low Country Mail today and get that weight off, get your energy up, and get your game back in the bedroom. Our concierge plans are just $220 a month and include testosterone, doctor visits, and labs. Ask us about our new peptide weight loss protocol that burns fat and eliminates cravings. Worried about thinning hair? We got you covered with PRP hair restoration. No contracts, no pushy salesmen, and no beta males. Make men men again. LowCountryMail.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCB for 10% off and 2 free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
Don't let the mess of April showers keep you from maintaining a clean home. Call the pros at Zero Res. Mention me, Mickey, at The Roar, and you'll get 3 rooms of carpet clean for $119 plus a free hallway. Book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you gonna do?
Get a low fixed-rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online, and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR. But with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 5.73% APR with autopay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high-interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at LightStream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's LightStream.com/radio. LightStream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.73% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/rate for more information.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
George Coleman Ford wants you to know right now is the time to order your new Ford car, truck, or SUV and save money. In doing so, you'll get all the current incentives and, if the available incentives improve, once your new George Coleman Ford arrives, you'll get the better of the two. George Coleman Ford has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. And don't forget, there are never any document or closing fees at George Coleman Ford, a customer-focused culture for over 90 years. George Coleman Ford.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate Sports Authority.
This is incredible.
We are 105.5 and 97.5.
Give him a lot of credit. He got that left arm underneath the ball.
Where every day is game day. We are The Roar.
You know, this old world is full of singers, but just a few are chosen. Tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine life without all your radio heroes. Like the outlaw that walks through Jesse's dream. No, there'll never be another red-headed stranger. A man in black and Folsom.
Prison blue. George Jones, my buddy Brian just alerted me to this. So that's the reason we have that in our rejoins anyway. George Jones died on this date 9 years ago, April 26, 2013. Arguably the greatest country singer of all time, George Jones, died on this date. Robert, how are you, Robert?
Well, I'm good, and you?
Good. Hey, one thing, so the texter who suggested TJ Watt before, I actually went back and looked at Watt's combine profile. He was making a comparison with Hutchinson, and I said I actually like that comparison quite a bit. And you know what the numbers do, too? These numbers are almost spot on for the numbers that Hutchinson produced. In fact, TJ Watt's three-cone time was 6.79. Hutchinson's 6.73. And all the other numbers, virtually identical. It's a really good call on your part, Texter. Excellent. All right, Robert, sorry to cut you off.
No problem. I thought it was an excellent comparison as well.
Yep.
One question about your top 100, and this isn't anything that is going to give anything away. I just want to make sure.
I can give away one or two. It won't kill me.
You do have Isaiah Likely in your top 100, right?
I can't answer that question on the grounds that it would incriminate me.
Well, moving on then. No, I'm just kidding.
Here's what I will tell you, Robert. I will tell you that for most of this process, I did have him in my top 100. It will take to tomorrow to find out whether I kept him there.
Well, while a lot of people are mocking him somewhere around the 70th pick, so I just figured, it was pretty common knowledge. But then again, you got to take who's mocking all this stuff into consideration.
Well, again, look, I had Isaiah Likely in my top 100 all along. My concern was his 40 time, and that worries me for a tight end his size. Now, despite that 40 time, he averaged like 15 yards a catch for his career.
Yeah.
And he's a willing blocker for somebody who's only 245 pounds. I actually like all those Coastal kids. People have asked me for surprise players. I like all those Coastal kids. I like Highlight, the wide receiver. He won't go early because, again, his speed didn't test real well. I like Jeffrey Gunther, the defensive end. Gunther's going to be a major surprise in this league.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're not superstars, but they're all well-rounded players.
I think they're all going to be good players in the NFL. I think all three of those guys I just mentioned, I think are all going to be good starting players in the NFL.
Yeah. Before I get to the number one pick, just an update. Jameson Williams has gone from plus 400 to plus 330. He is now down to plus 175 is the first receiver taken.
Because he keeps putting up these little videos of like him, running around the field and doing these high knee lifts and basically trying to show people. And trust me, that's agent directed. They're trying to show him that, hey, look, man, I'm almost back now. And amazingly, I actually sort of believe it. I think this may be the damn quickest recovery from a knee injury that we've ever seen. Clemson's had some quick recoveries from knee injuries.
Yeah. It seems like it's just as years go on, it's just quicker and quicker. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when that was a career end.
Well, and some guys just heal more quickly than others. And I thought he might. He just looked the part. He's like an elastic band, man.
Yeah. First pick. Man, I have been digging. I have been looking. I have been researching, trying to find a reason to come out on your show and project Ahmad Gardner is the number one pick. I have looked at Caldwell's history, his defensive philosophy. I've looked at his mentors. I even got up in front of me Pro Football Reference. Last year, Jacksonville, believe it or not, as far as passing yards given up, they were 17th in the league, and they were 7th in passing TDs. All right? But here's the little caveat. They were 32nd last in the league in turnovers, They were 30th in interceptions, and they were last in turnover percentage. So the other part of this is, Walt, and this is a question, how many NFL defenses actually have two dominant rush ends? You know, the Raiders kind of had it last year. They may have it this year. I'm not saying there's not any other teams. I don't know.
Yeah.
How common is that?
It's not. It's hard to get two of those guys. It's hard to get two of those guys. But, you know, Jacksonville's in a position where they could do that. You know, you want to be able to affect. Listen, you can scheme against one dominant defensive end. You can't scheme against two, you know, which is why it's really advantageous to be able to do that. So, you know, I understand why Jacksonville would go in that direction. You know, look, the only surprise for me with this first pick at this point will be if they go offensive lineman. And yet, Peterson's history is he loves the offensive lineman, and he's rumored to favor Ike Ekwonu in this conversation. But,
yeah,
you know. Robert, I got to run. Good
no
talk
problem,
to you, as
Appreciate
always. Thank
it,
you, Robert. Hey, let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. It's time to discover the perfect gift at Turner's Jewelers. Amazing selection of silver, gold, diamonds, precious gemstones. Turner's has dazzling jewelry to make her smile on any occasion or no occasion at all. Their artists can custom design and create a spectacular piece to match your lifestyle. The Pandora Collection of fine jewelry is ideal for any season. Turner's has been saying I do in the upstate since 1959. Discover a wedding band as beautiful as she is and one that's as bold as you. Turn back time with Turner's with a stunning pre-owned Rolex watch. Shopping at Turner's is so easy. Visit turnersjewelers.com. Find the sparkle in every moment with the perfect jewelry selection. Bring in your old gold or silver. Turner's will pay top dollar prices on the spot. Endless choices of bracelets, earrings, necklaces, watches, rings. They have it all. Love is timeless, so make sure your jewelry is too. Discover elegance for every occasion. It's Turner's Jewelers. Visit today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca next to Belk. Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. 864-882-5414. Tell them I sent you when you visit or call. That's the way this works. So make sure to take advantage and get out to Turner's Jewelers. Also, get out to Twin Peaks for the NFL draft starting Thursday night. Where are you going to find a better place to watch the draft than Twin Peaks? The answer is you're not. Listen, all night coverage, 80 high definition monitors. It doesn't get better. Not only do you get the 80 high definition monitors and the scenic views, the beautiful women, but you get the 29 degree draft beer in giant man sized mugs. You get the incredible selection of mixed drinks, and then you get the food. Silly, the food is the biggest surprise at Twin Peaks. They constantly tweak that menu. Roy Kramer word, the food is outstanding. They run their own in-house smokers at Twin Peaks. Where else do they do that? A place like Twin Peaks? Nowhere. Nowhere. Twin Peaks is the most unique place on earth for a sports fan. Trust me, get there. You will thank me later. It's Twin Peaks. It's all Twin Peaks all the time. They are the absolute best. Go see them. I promise you, you will thank me later. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
O'Reilly. If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brakes. Through May 24, check out the spring brake deals at O'Reilly Auto Parts and get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads with two rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. Clemson Marina is getting families into new 2022 Triton fiberglass and aluminum fishing boats and other great brands this spring. Triton boats are built for performance, designed to get you on the fish and to the top of the leaderboard. Schedule a service appointment and our certified techs will keep your boat running smoothly all year. We have daily and weekly boat rentals, private events, and catering at the grill, and a hassle-free boating alternative at Freedom Boat Club. Clemson Marina, your authorized Triton boat dealer.
I've been working here at the Roar for over 5 years, and I'm proud to tell you about the Max Life Change 6-month program because I'm on the program myself. If you're struggling with sleep apnea, type 2 diabetes, low energy levels, or you just want to lose some weight in a manageable way, this message is directly for you, and the Max Life Change 6-month program can help you get there. Doing the program, I personally had a chance to see the Max Life Change team in action. They really put their clients through a VIP experience. The program itself is amazing because it combines all the things you need to get healthy under one habit-changing service. You'll be placed on a unique blend of nutrition, dietary, supplemental, and fitness changes, and you get paired up with a live team of health coaches to make sure you go all the way. You can't lose with the Max Life Change 6-month program. I highly recommend them.
Make today the day you book your free consultation with Max Life Change. Call 864-364-1334. Online at maxlifechange.com.
This week, the Clemson Tigers are at home at Doug Kingsmore Stadium as they play host to Presbyterian College. With only a few midweek contests remaining this season, the Tigers look to capitalize at this opportunity with a win. Broadcast begins at 5:30, 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
Right here on the Roar, 105.5 and 97.5. Where every day is game day.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price. Visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
The biggest event of the season is this weekend at Diamonds Direct. 3 days of sparkling store-wide savings. Rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, colored gemstones. Fresh picked from top designers. You save an extra 20% on virtually everything at this unmissable event. The selection at Diamonds Direct is bigger than ever. Top designers have flown in their entire collections for this. All on sale. The newest styles. Plus countless engagement rings and wedding bands. All with the best prices, guarantees, and warranties. 3 days only. This Friday through Sunday. And only at Diamonds Direct. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's GreenvilleMen'sClinic.com.
tuning in from the car? Stay connected to the Roar after you run your errands using our app or website. Download the Roar app on your phone by searching WCCPFM The Roar in the App Store. Or tune in on our website, theroarfm.com/listen.
Abdullah Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about the health there. First of all, I know everyone wants to be the health there. There's only one health there. They've been helping people in the upstate for forever now. So many have told their stories. You've heard them. The science is where it starts. It starts with a team of doctors and microbiologists who study cellular health, and that's really what they are. They're a cellular health company. The weight loss is like the side effect of getting well, of getting off your meds, of taking your life back. Rita lost 45 pounds of fat, 45 inches. Her A1C dropped drastically on the health there. The health there is amazing because it's so easy. There's only two things you can't have. They're not asking you to change your whole life. That's right. You can still have fast food, carbs, all the things you love. Get in touch with the health there to reverse your symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, sleep apnea, and IBS in 30 days or your money back. Who does that? Right now, buy one program, get one free. You may be skeptical, so go to iDareMe.com, iDareMe.com, or call 1-877-IDAREME today. 1-877-IDAREME. Tell them I sent you. That's how it works. It's the health there. There's no place like it. You will thank me later. Also, before we get going, let me tell you about my guy, Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial. You know, when it comes to your financial health in this climate, you need an expert. That's my guy, Greg Wales. Hey, through personal life, business, financial, estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send your frequent updates and encouragement along the way. Your financial advisor should also educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows you worked hard for your money. Now you need your money to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. Greg will be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. If you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my guy Greg Wales today with Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg at 654-5043. 654-5043 or visiting Kiwi Financial today, located next to Max Drive-In on Pendleton Road in Clemson. I promise you will thank me later. It is Kiwi Financial. You know, I'm still getting a ton of questions on the draft. As of yet, Ramona, we've not touched on the top 25 quarterbacks for the upcoming season. So we will get to all that. I've been asked some questions about the draft show, including will we be fielding texts? Will I be fielding texts during the live draft show? I will. So absolutely, you want to contribute in that manner. You want to ask questions. You want to comment on what you're hearing, on what's unfolding. By all means, plan on that from 8 to 12. We will be interactive in that regard. So absolutely. Tester 706 said, Walt, do you think Hutchinson will show up against NFL defense any better than he did in the playoff game against Georgia? He was really, I think he means offenses, but he was really a non-factor in the playoff game. He really wasn't a non-factor. You just have to look for it. He was really a pretty impactful player. It's just not necessarily in the way you would think. And there were a lot of reasons for that. Georgia's offensive game plan against Michigan was brilliant, and it sort of kept Hutchinson off balance because he couldn't just rush the passer because they were throwing the ball out to his edge. And they were throwing, they were screening it out to backs who could catch the ball, to tight ends, etc. So it, they were, in a real sense, Georgia was engaged in a lot of pressure release plays to Hutchinson's side. And Hutchinson actually did a remarkable job of defending some of those plays if you go back and watch it. You see the change of direction ability, the insane ability to recover for a guy who's 6'6 and 265 pounds. So my answer would be yes, because I think Georgia had a really good plan specifically for dealing with him. A texter earlier wrote, I think this is a Falcon fan, wrote, I'm trading back as far as I can to get as many draft picks as possible for the next few years. Yeah, if that's a Falcon perspective, I would agree with that. You know, the one issue in this draft is I hear and see a lot of people who want to trade back. I don't hear and see a lot of people who want to trade up. And the problem with the whole trade back, trade up deal is you need partners. Now, there may be some of that in this draft if particular teams like the Saints or Pittsburgh are eyeballing particular quarterbacks. I don't know. That remains to be seen. You know, only time is going to tell us the answer to that. And as of now, you know, I don't know. This is an odd draft for so many reasons, including the fact that so many teams have multiple picks in the first round. And, you know, that alone makes it an unusual draft. And we'll see how it all plays out when it does. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like Halt. They're the best in the industry. All their techs have 15 to 35 years worth of experience with these makes and models. I'm sorry, who gives you a 3-year, 36,000 mile nationwide warranty on their work? Meaning, if you move to California, that warranty still stands. Who? First Class Halt is who? I don't know of anybody else who does. Hey, how about these April specials? All locations, get your vehicle ready for spring. Only $129.95. That includes oil change, tire rotation, 32-point safety inspection. Check the AC performance, operation, in-cabin micro and filter condition. Check the coolant level, freeze point protection level. Pressure test the cooling system for leaks. Test the starter and alternator system. Clean and service the battery terminals. On and on and on. Get your vehicle ready. Do not get stuck. All locations, get up to $75 back with qualifying steering and suspension purchase and installation. All locations, vibration issues, only $49.95 for a Hunter Road Force tire balance. Hunter, the finest machinery in the industry. All locations, $20 off four-wheel alignment. All locations, 10% off wiper blades. Book now on all these. And then the Anderson and Cherrydale locations only. Hercules Tires, get up to $70 rebate. Hercules Tires, Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four new eligible tires. Three locations to serve you. Greenville and Anderson, the original locations, and the brand new Cherrydale location at 3050 North Pleasantburg Drive, 864-214-4755. And of course, as always, tell them I sent you. Couple things. On the because I've been asked about this too, on the top 100 in the mock draft contest, the top 100 will go up on the website late tonight. But my entry is already in on the top 100. I already have one regret, Ramona.
No way. Yeah. No.
It doesn't take long. I bumped a couple of people that I had in for the longest time, and one of the people I bumped was Alabama running back Brian Robinson. I think I'll live to regret that. I think he's going to go like 85 or 90 is what I think, but I was actually concerned with the number of running backs because I just don't think there are going to be that many running backs. And I took a flyer or two on particular guys. I did move some guys around today. In my final typing of it today, Ramona.
Yes. I do this every year. No, you move stuff right before you send it
every
in.
Every year I get myself in trouble with this. I move guys right as I'm typing the final send off. And I did again.
Do you feel it as you're doing it? You go, I shouldn't do this.
No.
No? Good.
No.
It'll work.
I feel it as soon as it's over. You know, it's like
once you've already pushed the button.
Like once I push send.
Yeah.
Like once I push send, I look, here's what happened, okay? I came to the very end, and I didn't have Brian Robinson typed in. And so I started, and I looked at my board. I still had one more guy I wanted to put in. And I realized, oh, no, I'm at 99. And unlike the list, unlike the list on this show, like these 25 quarterbacks, where invariably I'll have a tie at 25. I can't have a tie. And so I bumped Brian Robinson. But if you ask me today, do I think Brian Robinson is going to be in the top 100? I do.
Okay.
I think like 90. Yeah, you know, it's going to be late. It's not going to be early. And I'm going to hope against it. But I think he's good enough in everything he does, pass pro, running back. What I'm actually hoping, and it's not really true in his case, but I'm hoping that pass fails by Alabama running backs in terms of over usage at the collegiate level serves as a break to Brian Robinson in this draft that he goes in round four. But we shall say, Rory, I'm going to get to you on the other side. Texas 678 says, can you briefly touch on what getting Brevin Galloway would mean to Clemson or South Carolina? Well, in Clemson's unique case, it would mean, that's Texas 678, it would mean that he doesn't beat you next year because he beat Clemson this past year. So that's what it would mean. I think it would be helpful. I mean, I think he's a good player. And I think both teams need all the good players that they can get. And obviously some things have changed for Clemson since the Llewellyn situation, or at least they appear to have. Okay, a little more information on all this when we get back. Rory, I'm coming right to you. We haven't yet started the top 25 quarterback list. We will. Quick break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, when you need the absolute best service at the best price, visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
2008 was an incredible year for me and my family. Not only was it the year that I became head coach at Clemson, but it was also the year that I found the only dealership I need for sales and service. Toyota of Easley is my kind of place. If you are considering the purchase of a new or used vehicle or need your current vehicle serviced or repaired, then I encourage you to go see the winning team at Toyota of Easley. Be sure and tell them Dabo sent you.
Skeptic about septic? Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Did you know your septic tank should be pumped every 3 to 5 years? With our maintenance plan, you don't need to worry. We take care of it. When it comes to septic tanks, prevention through routine maintenance is key. Our plumbers are fully trained, licensed, and qualified to provide the best experience the first time. So whether you need a pump or repair, don't be a skeptic about septic. Call the experts, the plumbing experts. Visit online at theplumbingexperts.com. They won't let you down.
Hi, I'm Huck, and I don't work for the health there, but I wanted to share my story because they saved my life. I reversed my symptoms of high blood pressure, cholesterol, and my A1C dropped from 7.3 to 5.8. My doctor can't believe my results. I was skeptical at first, but after losing 13 pounds of fat in 10 days, I was all in. Call the Health Dare today at 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com. Tell them Huck sent you and get the second program free.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Helping others is how we roll at Purple Haze in Clemson and Williamston. Six non-perishable food items earns points toward $30 above the waist piercing. Buy two, get one free jewelry or 20% off your purchase. We're supporting Clemson Community Care because helping others is how we roll. Purple Haze with stores in Clemson and Williamston. Piercings, glassware, t-shirts, and lots of really cool stuff you won't find anywhere else. Purple Haze, Williamston and Clemson. We put a spell on you.
Walt Deptula here to remind you to tune in Thursday night for the Road Rage Draft Spectacular from 8 p.m. to midnight, covering the entire first-round draft, the best in-depth analysis you will find anywhere in the industry. Join me and my special guests, Morgan Thomas and Faxon Childress, as we break down the draft live, pick by pick, exclusively Thursday night on The Roar. Be there, 8 to midnight.
Began. I can't begin to know him, but then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me.
Love Sweet Caroline, so good. You know, we're back. Rory, I'm coming to you in a minute. You know, Ramona, yesterday people were sending me these updates on this Trayvon Walker thing that it just exploded during the show yesterday, and I was going to ask people to do that again if they had anything new, but during the break, I punched in Trayvon Walker just to see if there's anything new on him being the first overall pick, and one of the first things I see is this article from Jets Country, and this is as God is my witness, okay? I'm going to... This is what I tell you. These tomato cans, all right, these ex-NFL GMs that just knew nothing when they were GMs, now they're suddenly experts about the draft on the radio. They still know. They actually know less than nothing now. They're just a collection of idiots who should not be talking about the draft at all because they don't understand it. They don't understand talent analysis. They were terrible at their jobs when they had them, and they're even worse in their moonlighting jobs. These Tannenbaum and Dimitroff and, you know, and Dominic and all these characters who are just terrible at their jobs. Now we have another one, Ramona. Ex-NFL scout Daniel Kelly, who once worked as a Jets scout. First of all, that's a bit of an oxymoron in itself. Can the Jets actually have a scout? Have they ever had a scout? Have they ever had anything right? Would you actually advertise it on your resume that your claim to fame that was that you were a jet scout? I mean, so you're the one responsible for all the crap that's happened to them over all the years. You're the one responsible for why they basically picked no offensive players in an offensive era of football for a decade. Is that you, Daniel Kelly? Is that you? You would be the one? It's good. We finally know who to blame for all the Jets' futility over all these years. It's you, Daniel Kelly. So Daniel Kelly, Ramona, the fired yes. scout, the guy who does not work in that, the ex-Jet scout, that, I mean, I you know I've heard some laughable claims to fame, but that might be the most laughable. You know, that's like saying the Titanic captain, you know, and putting that on your resume.
You don't want to do that.
But you're the Jet scout, all right? But Daniel Kelly... Are you okay? Are you okay in there? Is this thing working?
Yes.
Hello. Since you got back from vacation, you don't speak. Hello, hello, hello. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Daniel Kelly, who once worked as a Jet scout, reveals why he thinks these 16 top-ranked prospects should not be picked in the first round. Not first. In the first round. Daniel Kelly, former Jet scout, thinks that Trayvon Walker should not be selected until the second round as a defensive tackle. He watched 4 games, Kentucky, Arkansas, Clemson, South Carolina. Why? He lacks speed and moves to win the edge. Evan Neal should go in the second round. He watched 3 game films. Questionable lateral foot speed at 350 pounds. It was 390 in high school. Charles Cross. This guy is eliminating all the top picks from the NFL draft and moving them to the second round. It's no wonder, dude, you were a Jet scout. You have every single stinking thing wrong. Everything. I can't wait to see the rest of this list. I never should have clicked on any of this. Never. Never click on any of this.
No, messed you up, did it?
Charles Cross, he's moving in the second round. Lacks anchor and lateral foot speed. Listen, you have to be a moron to suggest Charles Cross lacks lateral foot speed. That's what he does best, Scout Daniel. That's what he does best. He moves his feet. He's probably the best tackle in pass protection in this draft. He was the left tackle for Mike Leach. Lateral foot speed. Oh, my God. Where do they find these people? I swear to God, it's no wonder these teams make so many mistakes. Derek Stingley, he's moving him to the second round. Medical. Well, at least it's a medical. Jermaine Johnson, he's moving him to the fifth round. He's moving Jermaine Johnson to the fifth round. You know what? The more I come to understand, Ramona, I don't know how the Jets ever won a game, period, with guys like this dude scouting for him. Oh, my God. This is just too funny. Kyle Hamilton, quitter, who is reluctant in run support and has questionable instincts. None of those things are true. Guy's been a playmaker since he stepped on the field. Daniel, let me help you. If you were going to question anything about Hamilton, it would be his speed. It would not be questionable in run support and questionable instincts. He has outstanding instincts. Trevor Penning, he's moving him. He's moving all the best players out of round one. Lightweight anchor and got spanked at Senior Bowl practices. Yeah, he listen, genius. He went from small school to big school, so it was his first experience going up against that type of athlete. It takes an adjustment period. Wow, what a dope. He's putting Jordan Davis in the fifth round. He watched Auburn, Kentucky, Bama, and Clemson. Underachieving pass rusher, limited area run defender. Chris Olave, he's putting in the fifth round. Christian Watts, he's putting in the fourth to the seventh round. I'm sorry. Either this guy... And this website, Ramona, is just playing me.
Just to mess you up.
Right. Or I have actually just found the dumbest individual. There are a lot of dumb individuals in this draft business, but I may have just found the dumbest individual in the history of this business and explains a whole hell of a lot. Daniel Kelly, ex-Jet scout, is moving 16 of the top players from round one and moving them and dropping them drastically in the draft. He's basically dropping all the Georgia guys too.
Everybody.
All the dogs won national championships. Daniel is dropping them all. Rory and Joe, to wrap up the show. Rory, how are you, Rory?
I'm fine. This is great. You know, the last great Jets scout was probably the guy that found Joe Namath.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think you had to look very far to find him either. It's been a long drive period. The Jets seriously went like 10 years in offensive era football without drafting any offensive players.
I think you said you had Joe on after me.
Yes.
And I want to comment on something I heard between you and him or his brother Matt or Matt and Joe, whatever. I don't know if they're the same guy and they just act like twins, but you know what I'm saying. And you were talking about a 6'8".
Rory is now questioning the legitimacy of Joe and Matt's twindom.
I never heard that.
Yeah. How about that?
I have a twin brother.
Do you? I'm
Do
not
you
so
really?
Sure.
Yes.
We're not so sure you have a twin brother.
I have a brother that's a twin. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God. There are actually two of you?
No, I have a brother that's a twin. He's not my twin.
He's not his twin. He's got two other brothers, and they're twins.
Okay.
And one of them is passed. So I have a brother that's a twin. Okay. Anyway.
Right. Well, I can tell you, I'm sorry for your loss, but I can tell you that Joe and Matt are two different people. They are, in fact, twin brothers. I have seen them together in the same establishment at the same time. And they don't even like each other.
I think I've seen them, too.
I actually think Joe dislikes Matt to a lesser extent than Matt dislikes
after
Joe.
After the donut comment yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Matt's donut after Joe was sort of semi-polite about finding out that Matt was following him, then Matt went completely off the hook on Joe. Yeah.
Somehow I'm getting in a feud in a family I'm not even in.
Oh, yeah, you started it. That's right.
I know. But
you questioned the legitimacy of their twindom.
Wait a minute. We were talking about this. You guys were talking about this 6'8", 400-pound offensive tackle.
Yeah, Daniel Faalele.
Is he the one from New Zealand that played at Minnesota?
Yeah, he's from, he played at Minnesota.
And he was a rugby player before he was a football player.
Yeah.
And I think that he, I was in agreement with what you were commenting on. His size would just be so hard for people to get around. Where do you have him in the draft? Just out of curiosity. Or do you have him in the draft?
You know what, Roy? That's a really good question, Ramona, because every year I make like one clerical mistake where I've moved things around so often, and I may have left him out. I had him at 80 something yesterday, but on my final typing today, I don't remember typing his name.
Who was the guy that you said was like comparatively could move for the same type of size? Who are you comparing them to? You never said.
What did I say?
You said something about, well, we've only seen one guy of this size that could move like that, and then you never said who it was.
Oh, at the pro level?
Yeah, at the 6'8", 400-pound level.
Jordan Mailata from Philadelphia.
Okay. And do you care if we talk about the Derby for just one?
In fact, let me just check something. Okay, he's listed at 6'8", 345.
The one in the draft?
No, Jordan Mailata, the guy who's an ex-rugby player from Australia or New Zealand.
And at University of Minnesota.
No. He's the tackle for Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay. But in the draft, the guy from
Daniel Fa'alele.
Well, golly, you're getting me all confused.
It doesn't take much. We need to move on, Rory. We're going to spend the last 8 minutes with your confusion over these two guys. One is a college player. He's headed to the pros. The other is a starter for the Philadelphia Eagles.
And you got him about 88 getting drafted. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay. No, can we talk about the Derby for a minute? Do you see anybody you like early?
No, because as of yet, I haven't even had time to think about it.
Well, I was just trying to throw this out there for JJ so he can go out there and go ahead and put out some names.
Yeah.
And that way I know exactly who not to take.
Yeah.
Thanks, Walt.
JJ will put that on his list. That'll come back to haunt you. You'll regret that.
JJ's dead.
Yeah, you'll regret that. We were going to actually spend like the last 7 minutes of the show with Rory's confusion over 6'8", 400 pounders.
Yeah.
Joe, how are you, Joe?
Who's on first? Well,
right. That's exactly right. That's exactly what it was. It was becoming who's on first. Exactly.
You know, my voice might sound like my brother's, but I can certainly tell you that I am an independent human being, separate from my brother, and I can attest to that fact. I've been conscious of my faculties and everything else here, so help me judge road rage. Walt, real quick, I'm glad we swept the Nets. I was pretty pumped about it. I was watching Tatum. I know this might be hyperbole in the moment, but I swear the guy looks like Kobe Bryant sometimes. I'm like, I know he respected Kobe, but the guy is he's unbelievable. And if he didn't get that foul, he probably would have gotten 35 points in that game, and his defense is incredible.
Yeah, he's a legitimate superstar. This is the best. With all due respect to Paul Pierce, this might be the best Celtics player since Bird.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's 24, I think, as far as that goes. But, I'm out. Hopefully, Kingston's going to be out at South Carolina in just about 4 weeks here. So appreciate it, Walt.
Thank you, Joe.
What was that?
A shot at the baseball coach at South Carolina. Joe takes no prisoners when things don't go well. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Nick Lavery. Look, do you need someone who knows the law on your side? Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, will help you get what you deserve. Nick's office is conveniently located downtown Clemson, 115 Strode Circle. Nick's been serving our Clemson upstate community for more than 20 years. His areas of practice include workman's comp. Look, if you're injured at work, everything seems to go into a tailspin. Medical costs, recovery, losing your paycheck, it all adds up to stress and uncertainty about the future. If you're filing a workman's comp claim on top of everything you're going through, it can be overwhelming. Luckily, Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, is here to help you. DUI can be a devastating event, can change your whole life. It's vital that you have the protection afforded you by a South Carolina DUI lawyer to protect your rights and your future. Being charged doesn't automatically mean you're guilty. It means you'll have to head to court to answer the charges. This is much more effective if you have Nick Lavery on your side. Trust me. Boat, car, motorcycle accident. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, it's time to call Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, to evaluate your case. The consultation and phone call are completely free. You've been through enough. It's vital to take action as soon as possible to get the full compensation you deserve so you can focus on recovery. Wrongful death. If your family's faced with the decision to file a wrongful death lawsuit, it's vital to know exactly what you need, how to get what you deserve. If your loved one dies due to the negligence of someone else, it's time for justice. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, and his office staff are here to help you through each step of the legal process. And then residential and real estate and business home refinancing, Nick can help you. May is Military Appreciation Month. As a small token of appreciation, Nick Lavery Law Office is offering 10% off closing costs for all vets and active duty military. How about that? Schedule your free consultation today, 864-654-3680. We're a huge fan of the military and a big fan of that move. 864-654-3680. To visit online, nicklaverylaw.com. You will thank me later. All right, Ramona, so the top 100 and the mock draft deal.
Yes.
The top 100 matters more to me.
I know that.
By a mile, because while I am still subject to the lunacy of some of these bad scouts and GMs, I'm not impacted by it to the degree I am in the mock draft. All it takes is one lunatic team in the mock draft.
And they tumble.
Right. It's a domino effect. It can ruin everything. I mean, it can change the entire top 10 when one team does something. Like right now, everything hinges on one. If I don't know who one is, then I can't know who two is, because two is not going to be the same guy. And so on and so forth. So I'm just too subject to the whims of nutcases to hold that in great importance. The top 100 is where it's at for me, and that's the true test of analysis. I start out with 300, 400 players and just film study it down. So,
it's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. And all it is it's me against them, and they all have sources and I don't. So, that's why I like the challenge of it. Hey, look, let me tell you about my guy, David Green, the Green Law Firm. I haven't met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed. Maybe you haven't paid several years. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Whatever you've done, you think you're the only one to have ever done it. That's wrong. You just need to know who to call. Don't start planning a life in Idaho off the grid. Live here. Live where your feet are. Just call my guy, Nick Lavery. He'll help you. Nick has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents that he's established over 20 years. He's here to help you. Stop living in shame. Stop living in fear. Get to my guy, David Green. He'll use the Fresh Start program and every IRS program to your best advantage. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether there's an audit coming up, does not matter. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm, my guy, David Green. He's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. Call the Green Law Firm today for free. That's free strategy session. 271-7940. 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web, greenlaw.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Lip smacking, head snapping, homemade meat and three. Monday and Tuesday till 7:30. Thursday and Friday till 3. Home of the best fried oysters this side of the Carolina coast. The Chicken Basket, Highway 24 in Anderson.
Guys, listen up. Have you been struggling with ED? If so, we have some great news. There is finally a treatment for ED that requires no pills, no injections, and no surgery. This is the latest medical breakthrough for the treatment of erectile dysfunction. Greenville Men's Clinic is proud to offer the most advanced form of acoustic wave therapy, which has been proven to increase blood flow, reverse ED, and increase size. Stop wasting your time with pills that produce side effects and have little to no results. Medical institutions at Cambridge University and Cleveland Clinic have shown this technology to be safe with no side effects. So, if you're looking for a proven solution, call Greenville Men's Clinic today. They have performed over 12,000 treatments with outstanding results and can help you, too. Call Greenville Men's Clinic, 864-301-1111. That's 301-1111. Or greenvillemensclinic.com. That's greenvillemensclinic.com.
Fossil fuel prices are skyrocketing. Take advantage of a free and renewable energy source. Water Furnace Geothermal Comfort Systems tap into the stored solar energy in your yard to save you up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. Get a 26% federal tax credit and an extra 25% tax credit from South Carolina. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative customers can get a $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Call 735-8081. Water Furnace, the reliable renewable.
If you have sinking concrete around your home, Canteen Foundation Specialists can lift and restore your concrete to help eliminate trip hazards and pooling water problems. We level concrete driveways, walkways, patios, pool decks, and slabs in South Carolina, North Carolina, and Georgia using a proven polyurethane foam injection solution called PolyLevel. With PolyLevel, we can quickly restore the appearance and safety of your concrete without the mess or cost replacement of traditional mud jacking. Call today, 1-844-333-7354.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day and still pull out the big stick, the type of guy